And to finish off our recaps, we're going to the sophomore division. So, in the sophomore division, it was the bottom three, in the sophomore two division. In this division, it was the bottom three teams in sophomore. So, the bottom two teams out of those three were the Shawmutie Royal Blues and Tigers. They're facing off in the first round. And then they're supposed to, and I say supposed to, play the Tigers, sorry, play the Panthers in the championship round. Well, the Panthers advised us that they weren't going to be showing up, which, by the way, it's very disappointing when a team doesn't show up for the championship. Even if it's a sophomore two championship, you know, there's still a trophy on the line. This is still something worth playing for. But anyways, with the Panthers not showing up, it was the Shawmutie Royal Blues facing off against the Tigers in the de facto championship game. No playoffs, straight into the championship. So, the Tigers and Shawmutie Royal Blues, neither one of them had had a great season. Unfortunately, they had both struggled quite a bit. And I'm not sure either one of them had won a game, but, you know, they're playing for a championship. So, one of these two teams was going to win their first game, and one of them was going to win a championship with their first win of the season. Now, that team who won the championship happened to be the Tigers, who I think played their absolute best game of the season. They were phenomenal in this one. And went on to win 52-6 to win the championship in one of the first games of the day. They were able to use a slew of different quarterbacks. The one who had the most success was Nicklas Maniatis, and we're getting more of him in a second because he was phenomenal in this game, one of the best games anyone has ever played in FPF ever, full stop, period. Yes, that's a bold claim. Now let me back it up. He started off as the Tigers' leading passer. He completed 7 passes for 70 yards and 3 touchdowns. Not too bad. You know, when you complete 7 passes, 3 of those are touchdown grabs. Averaging 10 yards a pass, only 1 incompletion. Good quarterback? Check. Now let's move down as a receiver. He only caught 2 balls, you know, most of the time because he was throwing and he can't throw it himself, but he caught 2 balls for 80 yards and a score. Before we move on to more Nicklas Maniatis, insanity and, you know, fantastic game, I would like to highlight the efforts of the players like Thomas Sabal, 3 catches, 28 yards, 1 TD. That's a great game. It's a calm little stat line there, but, you know, going 3 for 4 on your catches shows that you're a reliable receiver. Then Matthias Rostorowski, sorry for that, hope I got the name out well. He caught 2 passes for 27 yards in a TD. Marcus Russo was the team's check down man, caught all 3 passes thrown his way for 30 yards and 2 scores, so really a red zone check down threat. And I love the fact that they were spreading this ball well. It'd be easy to go to Maniatis every single play, or maybe even Thomas Sabal, but they spread out the ball so well. But now, on defense, this is where things get a bit wacky. Nicklas Maniatis, 3 tackles, okay. 1 sack, good. 8 interceptions. That is madness, people. Absolute madness. 8 interceptions in the game is fantastic. Congrats, Nicklas Maniatis. I think it's the most interceptions ever in a game, regular season or postseason, in FPF history. He returned 2 of those for touchdowns. And really, the reason why that the Tigers don't have more passing yards or more passing TDs is because Nicklas Maniatis either intercepted them and ran them back for touchdowns or intercepted them so close to the goal line that, well, it didn't really matter. And there was, you know, a 5-yard pass was enough for the score. So really, this was a Nicklas Maniatis show. He came out in a huge way and just put on a clinic. He caught 3 extra points as well. He was just phenomenal across the board and really lifted the Tigers to their first win and a championship. So congratulations to the Tigers and Nicklas Maniatis. They've been working really hard all season long. And even though this is their first win, it is so deserved. As for the Shawmutie Royal Blues, they weren't fortunate. This team is probably the biggest in FPF Junior. They have a roster generally of 16 kids. In this game, unfortunately, they only had 6. And they started with 5. You know, it was a morning, hot morning. And they always had 1 player out. So they're playing a lot of this game with 5 players, which really didn't help them, unfortunately. They tried their very best, but they had a depleted roster. And they just weren't able to get that much going. You know, Julian Amalfi tried very hard at quarterback. Completed 60% of his passes for 36 yards, but just wasn't quite enough to get this team going. Juliette Lefaudo did have a great game, and I want to highlight that. She had 3 receptions for 26 yards and led her team. And on top of that, she was also by far the best defender and scored her only points to the team. And scored her team's only points, but on defense. She recorded 4 tackles. She was everywhere with the tackles limiting yards after the catch. And most importantly, she got a pick 6 against the Tigers, and those are the only points. Intercepted the ball and ran it back a good 30 yards for an impressive score. So congrats, Juliette Lefaudo. You really stepped up in this championship game. So that does it for Sophomore 2, and that also does it for the audio segments for this year. Thank you all so much. I hope you aren't too tired of hearing my voice by now, but I've really enjoyed speaking to you. To give you an idea, I'm currently under a blanket in my living room with my laptop in front of me, with my laptop recording the audio segments. I hope the audio's been good enough. The goal of the blanket's to kind of cushion it down. It's a journalist trick. But, you know, it's been a joy. I really hope you enjoyed the audio segments. So moving forward for next season, we're not 100% sure what format of articles we'll be doing. The audio segments this year were definitely slightly experimental. So if you like the audio segments, shoot us an email. Tell us. I've dropped my email in the bottom of this article. So let me know what you think. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, what I can improve. I want to hear from you guys what can be changed. And if you think there's another format you'd like to do, if there's something you'd like to see me try, again, just let me know. I do these articles for you guys, for you. You know, everyone, the parents, the kids. So let me know what you want to see, and I'll try to incorporate that into my articles going forwards. Thank you all so much. Have an amazing rest of the summer. Good luck at school, because unfortunately that's only a month away. And I hope to see you all when FBF Junior kicks back off. Bye. Thank you, everyone.